Morning. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Todd Lewis. I am the chairman of our finance team here at church. This Thursday, I took my wife and two daughters to a Toby Mac concert in Arkansas. And I get a lot of inspiration through music. There was a session in the concert where Mandisa came out to sing, but she also spoke about some of her troubles over the last couple of years. And during that time, she mentioned about giving all to God and that everything she did needed to be for God's glory. As I listened to her talk and then sing praises to God, I reflected back on Pastor Chris's message the last couple of weeks that we were created to make God famous and that it should be all for his glory. 2 Corinthians 9, 6, and 7 says, "The point is this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Each one must give as he has decided in his heart, not reluctantly or under compulsion, but for God loves a cheerful giver." If I am to truly make God famous, if I fully believe I was created to glorify God, that must include all areas of my life. And that necessarily means in my giving of tithes and offerings. Confidence in God should make it easy for me to give according to his word. Our tithes are meant to honor, worship, and thank God, to let him know that we know that all we have comes from him and is his. Our offering, the giving above and beyond our tithe, is a way for us to show him our love and gratitude to help to make him famous. Cornerstone has been blessed in many ways, and the opportunities we are being presented gives us the chance to show as a church how awesome our God truly is. Amen. We have been able to expand our campus and expand our ministry, but with that comes financial challenges, challenges that we welcome and do not fear, challenges we as a church can address with confidence that God will provide. We know that we have needs within our children's ministry that require increased staffing. We know our desire to increase support for the church, for the school in India that our church assists, to increase support for Celebrate Recovery, to increase support for missions, including the cooperative program and the recovery prison ministries. We also know our desire to increase our budgets for children, youth, and adult education. I have been encouraged in so many ways with the happenings of this church. I know that our budget team created a somewhat aggressive budget for 2017 based on our knowledge of the needs and desires of the church, but more importantly, based on how we felt God was leading us. Our budget takes into account the areas in our church that we want to increase support, but it also takes into account our new building. We have included debt payment within the budget structure and have allotted for additional pay down of that debt. It is so exciting to pull into the parking lot each week and see the progress being made on the addition, knowing God has an amazing plan for the use of this new facility. Our budget team feels it an obligation to keep you informed of where we stand throughout the year. I want to thank you first and foremost for your dedicated giving to support this church and its ministries. Even in times of bad weather and low attendance, our congregation steps up. Each church year starts off a bit sluggish, but even though we are a bit behind on our projected budget for 2017, we are ahead of last year's giving. I want to thank you for your cheerful giving. I want to encourage you in future giving. I want to encourage you in being a part of Cornerstone's vast ministries, and I want to encourage you in helping Cornerstone make God famous. Thank you.